This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A man died recently after being shot during a confrontation with Fruta Police and Mesa County deputies. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
The Grand Junction Police Department reported that the man, whose identity has not been released, was killed late Friday after police and deputies responded to a domestic violence complaint in Fruta. A woman called police to say her boyfriend was threatening her with a handgun. Police say he was shot after he failed to comply with orders. The names and agencies of officers and deputies who fired their weapons were not released. The shooting is being investigated by multiple police agencies and the local district attorney's office. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Researchers at CU Boulder have successfully used a special type of laser to observe materials that are more than 100 times thinner than a human red blood cell. They measured properties of a film just 5 nanometers thick. Josh Knobloch co-authored the study and says it's the thinnest material that researchers have ever been able to fully investigate.
When you make things on a very tiny scale, they no longer behave like they do on a big scale. So it's actually 10 times softer than what we would expect. This has implications in the fact that when you're building very small devices, whether they be like quantum communication devices or computer chips, that you need to know these things.
Knobloch says this research will help inform engineers as things like computer chips get smaller in the future. Well, slightly cooler temperatures for Denver and Colorado Springs today with a stronger chance for thunderstorms later. Highs in the upper 80s for much of the Front Range. This is CPR News and KRCC.